Every time I hear stories of what the Word of God has done when it's been placed in a prison cell or in a hotel room, or some person has picked it up at the moment of desperation, at the point of suicide, and find that the power of God's Word is still just that powerful. I am thankful for the ministry of the Gideons. I'm thankful for those businessmen who several decades ago decided that they would make it their ministry to place God's Word in places where folks might most need it. It has been our privilege here at Community Church to be supporters of the Gideons, as far as I know, every year since I've been here and maybe before. We were blessed last year to have Tim Darland, who did a marvelous job in his presentation, and we were thankful when Tim could be with us again today. So, Tim, you're welcome here, and we're looking forward to hearing an update on what's happening with the spread of God's Word.
My wife's here. She's saying, buddy, cold. And God to take charge of his life.
He said he knew he couldn't do it anymore on his own. He said, I remember a feeling like none other I've ever experienced coming over me. He said, I was crying and asking God to please help fix my life. He said, then the next morning I was weak and drained, but somehow I felt different. He said, I was sure the Holy Spirit was with me in that room. He said, Richard went on to his trip and said he went home and he started going to church. And he said he went on to be baptized. He said, never missed his Sunday. He began praying to God every day. He said he's now active in his church, first becoming a trustee and an elder. Richard recently received the calling to become a Gideon and now serves the Lord by spreading the word of God. Because of testimonies like these.
The Gideons International are distributing Bibles to people who need to know the Lord. Guys, we're disciples of all nations, I like to say. We're a body of believers dedicated to making the Word of God available to everyone, and together with the local church like y'all, reaching souls for Christ. Or in a simpler term, our single purpose is to see every man, woman, boy, and girl come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what this ministry is all about. That's it. You know, as you know, life has many choices. Eternity's got two. So many people out there in the world don't realize that. You know, right now there are more than 7.3 billion people in the world. And over half of them are lost. A statistic I read the other day, 59% of Americans believe in hell. 4% think they're going there. My Bible says different. What's it say? Broad is the way to destruction, correct? And narrow is the way to heaven. Somebody's got somebody fooled, you know? You know, some people ask, what is a Gideon? The Gideons International is an association of born-again Christian and business professional men. Since 1899, our purpose has been sharing the gospel with the world. Gideons are partnership with churches and spreading God's word. We're not paid for being Gideons. That's why I love this ministry. Every penny that is took up in this church or through the card program, it goes to buy, print, or distribute the word of God. You say, well, how's the organization run? Well, me and my wife, Crystal's auxiliary, and I'm Gideon, we pay $90 a year. That goes to Nashville. That runs the corporate headquarters down there. But that's what I love. We ain't got no big CEO making $1 million and everything like that, as we all see in other organizations. But, hey, what I take up goes to buy, print, distribute the Word of God. That's what I love about this ministry. We place Bibles and New Testaments in designated locations, places like hotels and motels. And just as a coincidence, tomorrow we do our hotels and motels here in Mercer County. We got three of them they let us in. There's one that won't hardly let us in. And as y'all know, that, you know, God's got that. Our auxiliary place testaments in doctor's offices, dental's offices, and waiting rooms, and hospitals and nursing homes. And through your ongoing contributions, we also distribute the New Testaments in schools. Now, we put 650 in Mercer County this year. And the way it works, it ain't like it was when I went to school. In fifth grade, when I went to school, they brought that little red testament and they said, free copy of God's Word. Hey, I took it out of their hand. Not now. We got to go up there early that morning or the night before. They set us the table out. We put the testaments there. And then they do a little announcement over the, you know, and say there's free copies or a Bible up there if you want them. Hey, every time we go, they're gone. The kids take them on. I'm thankful for that. But, you know, we was knocked out there for a couple years. And the Lord put us back in there, and I'm thankful for that. We also got the college testaments. Last year, I'll come back to this in a little bit, 6,000 of these testaments we passed out of University of Kentucky. Okay? We did 580 at Center. We'll come back to the UK, and I want to talk about that here in a minute. We also go to prisoners at the Boyle County Jail. That's my calling, man. I love it. We'll go tomorrow night. Matter of fact, they let us in every other Tuesday night. And so many people, I'll tell you right now, before you go to thinking in your mind or kind of criticizing, say, well, yeah, you know, they deserve what they get. Hey, let's think about one thing. If drugs have not affected your family through a kid, a niece, a nephew, a cousin, you better get on your knees and thank the Lord Jesus Christ that it ain't. Because there is so many over. 80% of it, guys, or not 85, is drugs. And, I sit in there, and, you know, I go in there with them, you know, it's some older guys in the Gideons, and I go in there, and when you sit down and you tell them, hey, I've been right here where you are, they kind of look at you a little different. I said, hey, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who delivered me. I'm an alcoholic addict, clean for about 12, 15 years. And I give the glory to God. Amen. And when you sit down and tell them boys that, you know, because the auxiliary go to the ladies. But, you know, you sit down and tell them that, they look at you different. My first question to them, I say, how's your way working? You know. But it's all in God's hand. But it's an awesome ministry over in the, you know, that we're allowed to go in there. Since in October, we baptized 32 men and 14 women over there. Give their Lord to Jesus Christ. Or their life to Jesus Christ. Last year alone, that was 139 for the fiscal year that was baptized. You know, and since over 200 since we started going over to the jail. So I'm thankful for that. Also, we do as well as the men and women in the armed forces. So as you can see, the Gideons work in our hometown as well as overseas. That's what I always heard about this ministry. I remember when the Gideon speaker used to come to church and I was, you know, a younger kid. That's a long time ago. But anyway, they'd say, oh, they just go overseas. Nuh-uh. You see, we're working right here in your hometown. And that's something that I love to get across to make sure, hey, it's working here in Mercer County. As members of local churches like yours, we visit congregations to let you know how God's using the seeds being sown. We are a part of the local church and work with believers like you to spread the gospel around the world. Every time I think of that, there's a verse comes to my mind, or a few verses. It's Matthew 25, 31 through 46. And what did Jesus say? He said, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was hungry, you gave me meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you took me in. Hey, Jesus left heaven to serve. And I think that, you know, that's for each and every one of us. Or it is to me. That's the way I take it. By God's grace, we placed and distributed over 87 million scriptures last year. That's close to 3 Bibles per second. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What I like to think, which people don't do it anymore, every time you hear somebody snap their finger, hey, there's 3 Bibles went out somewhere. And just remember, you're a part of it just as much as I am. You know? Guys, that's, like I say, that's in over 200 countries, territories, and providences, and 104 different languages. That's how many languages are. Also, as a result of your prayers and donations, just over 2.2 billion Bibles since Gideon started distributing. As you heard me say a while ago, there's 7.3 billion people in the world. So we got a ways to go, but let's look at it this way. The first billion took 100, or let's see, I think the first billion took 100 years. That's how long it took to pass that first billion Bibles out. The next billion took 15. Hey, let's pray for the next billion to be 7.5. You know what I'm saying? But God's got it, you know. So the promise of Isaiah 55:11 is fulfilled, where God's word does not return void. As men, women, boys, and girls come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ by reading a scripture that's been placed by Gideon. Hey, them first 6 words, God's word does not return void. I like to say in parentheses, God's going to make it happen. Amen. He always does. Hey, he's got it, you know. Also in China, we're in 14 providences. I always like to bring this up. A little over 3.7 million scriptures passed out over our last year. Now, guys, we're blessed because I want you to hear that there's a couple little, 3 people are reading the same Bible in China. 3 people reading the same Bible. 1 in 10 churches has got a Bible. 1 in 10 churches, man. So, hey, you know, like I say, we're working in there, and that was tough to get in there. I'll be honest with you. Hey, I feel good. My leg ain't hurting. And so I'm liable to keep talking on. I noticed every time I went and spoke last Sunday, and my leg don't bother me a bit. So Terry tells me they cut the mic off after 20 minutes, so I may just keep walking back and forth because I feel good now. We have a Gideon card program for all different occasions. We have in a memory of a loved one passing, where instead of buying flowers at a will to way, you can purchase Bibles to keep on giving and could save a lost soul. We also have recognition cards and thanking you cards. My mom, she's so good. Of course, mom lost Lee Harry, my stepdad, last year. And mama's so good at sending these little thanking you cards when someone say they've lost, it's been a year since they lost a loved one. And mama send them and, you know, give 5 Bibles in her donation. It means a lot when you think about that, because I never realized the loneliness till you see your loved one lose their spouse, you know. And it's tough on them, y'all, you know, and we all go through that. Now, I want to share a couple of testimonies with you. Says, during a recent international scripture blitz, the Gideons were distributing scriptures at the University, or the National University of Mexico. All right, it says, as we were distributing New Testaments, a man came down the steps wearing a Dallas Cowboys shirt, says Fred Jenkins, a Gideon from North Carolina who was taking part in this week-long blitz in Mexico City. And Fred said to the guy, Dallas Cowboys, bravo, he said to the man. Fred asked the man, he said, would you like a copy of God's Word? He politely declined. However, after the crowd thinned down a little bit, the man returned and said to Fred, can I ask you a personal question? Why do you do this? Fred replied that he was a member of the Gideons International, that the Gideons distribute scriptures to reach the lost with the gospel. Then the man said, no, that's not what I'm interested in. Why do you do this? Fred thought for a moment and replied, he said, I do it because I love the Lord Jesus Christ and he's asked me to do this. The man said, I'll be right back. Fred thought, I'll never see him again. However, in a little while, he returned, this time with a young lady, his daughter, named Sam. The man told Fred he was dropping Sam off at college, and he had been trying to explain to her the most important thing in life. He said his daughter believed money, cars, and a good job were the most important things in life. Her father, a Christian, wanted her to know that Jesus Christ was the most important thing. He then asked Fred, would you tell my daughter about Jesus? Opening the New Testament to the back cover, Fred shared the plan of salvation. As he walked Sam through the verses, the Holy Spirit began to move on the young lady's heart, revealing her the preciousness of Jesus' sacrifice so that by faith she could receive eternal life. In the moments to follow, Sam accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Both Sam and her dad then hugged Fred, and as they departed, her dad said, now I can leave my child here at school because I know she's going to heaven and we will be together through eternity. Guys, ain't it up to us to tell our kids and grandkids about Jesus? Is that where we've let kind of drop back at? You know, we say, all this newer generation, you know, they ain't as work brickle. They don't go to church or whatever. Who's that on? But I can't go to preaching. I'm just giving a report. All right. In a letter I recently received, Gideons had just finished distributing at five schools in Malawea. Said they had one more on the list, but travel that day would have been difficult. So they sent a message to the district education office to have it there the next morning. So the students would have to come to this DEO office, you call it, and pick up the scriptures. So early the next morning, the Gideons traveled rough roads to the DEO center to meet the kids. The Gideons waited about 2 hours and not a soul come. Now keep in mind, we're over in the overseas, and there ain't no roads, you know, it's sand and everything, and hills and hollers, very few trees, okay? So, the teacher asked the Gideons to wait another 30 minutes so the children could rest. The Gideons thought it was a bit odd, but while they waited. But while waiting, the teacher told the Gideons most of the children had to leave their homes at 3 o'clock that morning to get that center by 9:30 in the morning. 6.5 hours. That meant by the time the kids returned that day, they'd walk 41 miles to come get that little testament. Did anybody drive 41 miles this morning, church? Next thing, did anybody get up 3 o'clock here in the morning and get ready? I know I didn't. Each child had a sack lunch, but also a plastic bag to put their little Chichewayan testament in to keep it clean on the walk home. Ain't that precious? Ain't that precious, man? Remember, the Gideons are an outreach mission service of the church. And as I stated, the Gideons distribute at least close to 3 scriptures per second every second of every day. And as I've shared, the scriptures make a real difference. So why am I here today? Because despite the fact that God's ministry is accomplishing so much through your support, the need for God's Word is even greater and continues to grow. And we all know that if we just turn on one thing of the news, you know? Now, please pray for the Gideons International and keep us in your prayers. Pray that we will have open doors. Hey, we can't even get to some churches in Mercer County. And I don't know how to understand it for the life of me. Jesus is in this book right here, ain't it? And that's what we all preach on, or that's what Brother Terry preaches on. So I don't understand it for the life of me. Pray that we will have open doors there. Hey, there's schools in the state of Kentucky we can't get in. Pray we'll have open doors there. Also, pray for scripture distributions, that we'll have more funds to purchase scriptures and have more Gideons to distribute them. Like I said, we passed out 6,000 of these last August on a Wednesday morning from a 7 About 7 in the morning. Well, it's actually, we got to be there at 7, but we actually got to be there at 6. But the kids, about 7:40, it's just like a rampage. Here they come, boy. And I don't blame them. They sleep in as long as they can. But like I said, we passed out 6,000 testaments. You know how many we did year before last? 8,500. What happened, Tim? We didn't have enough men. We like 15 to 18 Gideons to put them in different spots. Because there's one guy, and I don't know how he does it, but he's got us strategically placed to know where them kids is going to come out of them dorms. I get to crosswalk of Virginia, and they're right past University Hospital, right over the hill right there. That's where we are, Virginia and England. I don't know what it is, but it's four of us right there. And it's an awesome spot. But you get on down in there where they come out of them big tires, them kids, them big dorms there. But like I say, we just didn't have the men to put there. So pray that we will have new Gideons to join. I mean, you know, and this may be something that the Lord might place on your life. And just like I said a while ago, does it matter that we're not in the churches? Let me give you a little statistic I read the other day. It says in 2010, we had 3,687 church services across the state of Kentucky. 2017, we had 3,192. Well, Tim, that ain't that bad. You know, that's just a decrease of 495 churches. Really? Because we wasn't in 495 churches, that means 201,300 school children to get a copy of God's Word. Yeah, it does matter. You know what I'm saying? You know, pray for our membership for the Gideons. Like I said, we're down, you know, 538,351 auxiliary since 2010. And just a little maybe nudge, maybe God leaning on your heart to join the Gideons. You know, the devil had me fooled for a long time, guys. He sure did. You know, I was thinking I could come to church an hour on Sunday morning and become so spiritual and have this godly relationship, you know. Then I realized it don't work like that. You got to get plugged in. You know, I tell my youth group, this new iPhone 10 come out, a month or two ago, and it's supposed to be this greatest phone, all this technology and everything. But let me tell you this. You keep that bad boy away from this outlet for a long time, what's going to happen? You're going to go dead, ain't it? Let me tell you something. You keep yourself away from that father right there, what's going to happen to you? You're going to drain too, ain't you? You know, guys, you know, oops, I lost my phone. Like I said, I realized it didn't work like that, and you got to get plugged in. You know, you need to serve the church, get connected, maybe even lead Sunday school or come to a Bible study, help with youth. You know, like I say, maybe become a Gideon. If we're not plugged in, we're going to wire down, and we're easy picking for Satan. Remember that. You know, like I say, that's nothing no extra. That's a little preaching there. I usually don't add that in there. Next, if God leads you to do so, please consider giving to the Gideon ministry. When you give to the Gideons International, you help impact lives for Christ. If you're not prepared today, that's why I pass out the bulletin and you can send it in. This Bible right here has the potential, it costs $5, has the potential to reach 2,300 people in a hotel or motel. Pretty good investment for $5. Each time, like I say, we go check them every year. I pray they're gone. You know why I pray they're gone? Because I got this the other day and I loved it. Thank you for being there, this lady says. She says, in 1983, I lost custody of my son. I was an emotional mess, to say the least. I had just left Houston after my first visitation and was so distraught, I could barely drive. She said, I stopped at a hotel in Beaumont, Texas. I couldn't stop crying. Thankfully, there was a Gideon Place Bible there. I opened it to a verse that changed my life. She said, I met Jesus that night. Now, thank you for being there, for me. I took the Bible with me. Fast forward to 2016. My nephew was having trouble with my sister. She said, so my sister said, I'm going to send him with you. Let him stay with you this summer. Maybe he'll get straightened out. So when he gets there, she says that he started studying that Bible with her neighbor. She said, sometime after that, he was coming around. Sometime after that, he moved back with his mom. And, you know, she said, I realized my Bible was gone. She said, it was missing. She said, so they had Christmas. And she said, he sheepishly told me that he stole it. Now, listen to this. She said, he was shocked when I replied, that's okay, it was hot, I'd stolen it too. I love it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, the little testament right here cost $1.40. And think about it, people. That one, you can't even buy a pop fret no more, you know? I mean, no joke. And think about it. How many Bibles are in your homes? There are many men, women, and children who don't even own one and cannot afford one. The testimonies you've heard me share today all took place because of churches like yours. We are simply an extension of your church's ministry. To the world, we go many places where others cannot go. Now, what did Jesus say in Matthew 28:19-20? Here's what he said. Go ye therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. First three words there says, go ye therefore. I think Jesus meant that for everybody, right? Now how do you take it? Because I know how I take it. I take it as a command. That's the way I understand it. Thank you, Brother Terry, and thank you as a congregation for granting me this time to talk about the Gideon ministry and the impact of prayer and gifts around the world. Please keep the Gideons in your prayers. May God bless you. Thank you, guys.
I want to remind you before we have our closing song, there is a basket back on the back table. That basket is for gifts to the Gideon ministry. Those checks can be made out simply to the Gideons. If you prefer to run that through the church, you can note it in your memo section. You can make the check to the church and put for the Gideons. That check should go in our regular box. Also, many of the bottles of blessing are coming back in, so we have opportunity to give to a lot of worthwhile ministries. And for those of us who perhaps don't have the calling to go to do some of the things that God has called others to do, that financial support is extremely important. God uses the gifts of all of his people. We would like to pray for anyone who needs prayer today for whatever reason. For those who maybe are facing some physical maladies, would like for us to anoint you and pray for you. Please feel free to come. I'll ask the worship team to come at this time. Lead us in our closing song. It's a very appropriate song. Are we doing Shine, Jesus, Shine? Lets us know that just as the Gideons kind of shine that light through their ministry, we have opportunities many different ways to let the light of Jesus shine. Would you stand as we sing and as we close the service?
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the dark. Is shining, Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. The river flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Oh, on your kingly brightness. So our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Nearer and nearer, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Oh, that's our prayer, and very appropriately so today, as the word is being spread by the Gideons. Just want to encourage you. I think I've been told by some of the leaders of the Gideons that proportionately for the size of our congregation, we are one of the strongest supporters of the Gideon ministry here in Mercer County. I'd like to keep that good record, not for pride's sake, but just because of the worth of the ministry and your all's willingness and spirit of giving to support that and what the Gideons do, and just the power and the belief and where we stand, you know, on the Word of God. I'm not going to preach either, but folks, we're living ever increasingly in a generation that says this is just another book. We're living in a world where there are no absolutes, no foundation to build on, and we want to uphold the word in all ways that we can. So thank you for doing that. Be generous. If you have any need for prayer after we have the benediction, we'll be here to pray for you. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. You are dismissed. Go in the love of Christ and greet one another with the love of Christ.